producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Loudness here.
Some more than others.
Yeah. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, all tuned up to be focused on what's going on in the world for another hour of conversation featuring Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Roberta has her Queen of Cheap report coming up in this half hour. Ken Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show, and Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry in Paris has a show of solidarity, saying the United States and its allies must intensify their offensive against ISIM. So what are we doing? Well, doing a lot of talk. The French are doing a lot of bombing, meanwhile. And at the same time, there have been calls in France for solidarity with Muslims. Muslims, as you can read, trending box at DougSteffen.com, who have condemned the attacks in Paris, and there's plenty of that going on all around the world. I don't remember hearing much from the Russians about this one way or another. Am I missing something? Have the Russians been outspoken?
The news in Russia today is they are finally on board and confirming that
ISIS blew up the jet. Yes.
Right.
So why happy.
And they're, why in the world aren't they in there banging away? There are a lot of people.
They've been bombing the last couple of weeks.
But they haven't been as visible, it would seem, or maybe the news media is just not paying attention to them now. You know, they were the flavor of the day. Now it's the French.
Right.
One way or another, though, there still is this. The whole thing as it exists is a testament to the simplicity and stupidity of man in general. The fact that this has gotten out of hand the way that it has, the fact, I mean, you can go back and look at any of these areas in the Middle East, and we just keep digging a hole deeper and deeper. Now, many people want to send in more troops. Large numbers of troops to fight the terror group. And this after, what, they've got a stranglehold in the area for 3 years, and now we're going to send in men, many of them to their certain death. I'm not for this at all. Not at all. Not one iota, not one inch of me thinks sending Americans in there on the ground to be put in harm's way makes any sense at all. And that's where I am, whether it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. I am so tired of having these same stories. We don't learn from our mistakes. And that goes for this. And how many other things are repeated? I went through a whole, if you want to listen to the third hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program for today, you want to listen to the bottom of the hour. I spent 4 or 5 minutes going through some of the most fakakta, strange, stupid things that we do with our money because people aren't involved. They're not watching. Hopefully, Paul Ryan will be the emissary that will fix all of that stuff. And then the people like Carly Fiorina who say we need to have zero-based budgeting, we wouldn't have any of these problems that we have now. And here's the latest way of grabbing money. The administration says we got to bring some of the Syrian refugees in here. Well, there are some governors, I think it's 24, 25 of them now, who say
I think it's up to
no.
27. This
Is it 27?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying not in our state.
Nope. And they are going to seriously block any Syrian refugees because you can't know, you can't trust, you can't be really
informed. They're showing up with no paperwork.
Right.
And the government's like, and you know, during the Democratic debate, Hillary Clinton said, look, I'd support taking in 65,000, which is a little less than Obama. I think Obama wants 100,000.
Under what circumstances?
But she was asked, well, how do we know? And she goes, well, we can vet them. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I don't think that the faith in the government is super high right now.
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of failures that the government makes on really stupid things. I can't imagine that we're prepared to vet people that are showing up here with not a thing, not even a suitcase.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's another way of us, and I'm looking for solutions. The Good Day program aims at maybe discussing problems and finding solutions. So we have our suggestions. Sometimes we all agree. Sometimes we don't agree. But at least we have suggestions. And I've come up with a 3-4 pronged approach, even today, of ideas. The Saudis, for example, What, you have to?
Wasn't that my idea?
Which one?
The Saudis.
No, what, of having them taking the Blackwater guys and using them? That wasn't your idea.
Oh, okay, you're right, not the Blackwater guys. Yeah, we're taking the refugees in. That's my idea.
No, the Saudis say no to any. There isn't one refugee, not one, that's gone to Saudi Arabia. The thing that Jennifer is suggesting is an idea that we came up with in a collective that she started, but we all sort of worked it through. Why isn't there a state in the Middle East like there's a state for Israel, for the Jews? So why isn't there a cut-out piece of land for the people who have been dislodged from Syria and parts of Iraq to go to, instead of having them fan out all over Europe and create this huge problem?
I don't even want that.
Culturally,
I just want someone to hold Saudi Arabia accountable for taking their fair share. Because, look, you're supposed to only be a refugee for a temporary amount of time. It's supposed to give you safe haven, and then you're supposed to go back to your country.
Well, going, you know what? Let's go to Saudi Arabia. That sounds like a great idea.
But you know what? It shouldn't be their choice. It should be, okay, we're trying to help you. We're trying to save you.
It's about safety, not opportunity.
Yeah. Right, but in the meantime, the Jews that were displaced
United States
all over Europe, all the Jews that were displaced during Second World War all over Europe, the collective after World War II got together and they created the State of Israel. Europe was full of refugees that had come from wherever they could get out of the German-controlled countries and go to be safe someplace. And now this was created for them, or then it was. Now, do we need to create another state that will take care of these people either on a permanent or part-time basis? That makes a hell of a lot more sense. I just been reminded. Somebody just took me to task for cursing about the Syrians on my radio program.
That means his girlfriend emailed him.
No, it's not, actually. She doesn't have... Okay. We don't...
She likes when he curses about the Syrians.
No, she doesn't much. But anyway,
Doug to curse.
I was surprised to hear you curse about Syrians. Please try to avoid cursing on your program, both for you and for the sake of the program. Thank you for reading this message.
What did you say? I don't remember.
Yeah,
what
did you say?
I think I said the D word.
What I just said, the damn Syrians.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, I think that's okay.
I don't know that that's a curse.
No, we shouldn't. We curse should try not to.
Okay, Richie.
Darn it.
Doggone it.
You can say H-E double toothpicks if you like.
H-E double toothpicks?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I can do that. All right, so anyway.
I feel like Richie just fell in hell.
Where did I?
We're in the fifth grade here.
Yes. So, Kenny, let's get a little more reaction. Let me take like 60 seconds here for more reaction on Facebook.com/good day to all of these things that are just fanning out. And we haven't even talked about Baltimore and Minneapolis yet. Go ahead, Kenny.
We asked on Facebook whether we should send troops into Syria to fight ISIS. And Shirley says no, considering the red alert, FBI is working on over 1,000 active ISIS probes inside America. And she says it's some article from American Freedom Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
They may well be needed. Our troops may well be needed here at home.
Really? But we can't use our troops at home, so hello. All right, what else?
William says, I almost think we send ground troops to Washington, D.C. to fight ISIS. The more I read, the more I think D.C. is responsible for this anyway.
Well, yes. There's inaction, inappropriate leadership. Yeah.
And say what you will about going to Iraq, pulling out of it too soon also caused a really opportune moment for ISIS to grow and gain strength. So, that was probably not great decision making.
The whole thing was a mess. There was no good decision from top to bottom.
But
ever.
When you're there, you have to figure out what to do.
Now, going in there wasn't. But we keep... See, the problem with this thinking is that we keep focusing on the past, and you can't do anything about it other than hopefully learn from your mistakes. What we have to do is focus on what's now. And it's easy, makes maybe for great conversation.
George Bush's fault.
No, it doesn't do any good anymore. Even though it is, it doesn't do any good anymore to go down that street. It's a waste of time. Why? I mean, and by the way, Obama's had enough time to straighten it out if he could have, or was willing to, or interested in. But yet again, it doesn't fix the problem. problem. The problem is we need to learn from these mistakes and correct these mistakes. And I'm not sure that we're doing that. But the more we discuss it, talk about it, and the more you get to the leadership and say, no, we are not going to accept this from you, that's really the torch here. That really is the way. You have got to be more involved in leadership and declaring that this is not going to work for me, and making sure that the people who are there voting on these things understand that you declare, and as many of your friends and relatives and people you know who can also express themselves, tell the people who are supposedly your representatives, this doesn't work for you. That's what you got to do. It's the only way it'll work. All right, let's get our mind off of this. Charlie Sheen has revealed he's got HIV. We've been through all of that. Everybody has that now. So Roberta is going to calm things down in a couple of moments with her Queen of Cheap report for today, next on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2244.
Get your tiny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Take it away, Roberta.
Okay, let's start with free keys. You can never have enough keys. You make a couple of key sets, and of course you lose every single key set. Well, here's a way to get free keys. The minute key locations within Lowe's and Walmart's. We have a coupon code for you to get a free key. And hey, you know what? You go to their Facebook page and you like them. And if you put in your email address and your friend's email address and your dog's email address and, you know, your brother-in-law's email address, you can get like 4 keys or 5 keys. So we have all the information for you at DougStephan.com. Joanne Fabrics, 60% off one item and a whole bunch more craft coupons. If you're the crafty type, you know the crafty type, and you're making crafts for Christmas or holidays or New Year's or whatever, Thanksgiving, those little silly, you know, turkeys that you make out of your hands, you can get 60% off. We've got printer paper for 99 cents a ream, and we'll tell you how to get it at Office Depot. And we've got a $100 eBay gift card for $95. All at DougStephan.com.
$5?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, you know, a little bit helps.
$5 and $5. 21 $5, after, right? Yeah. Good day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Three and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We all know about Glenn Campbell's fate. Last song he ever recorded is called I'm Not Going to Miss You.
Gonna.
I'm still here, but yet I'm gone. I don't play guitar or sing my song.
Someone who doesn't know what's going on with Glenn Campbell. He has Alzheimer's. He had early onset dementia, and then it became full-blown Alzheimer's. So he is really soul-wise, spirit-wise, no longer with us. He still exists in body, but not in mind or spirit or soul. That's what happens when you have a stroke or when you lose your ability to deal, and your body stays alive, but nothing else does. So he presents in this last song that was recorded, as I recall, a couple of years ago, Kenny, wasn't that? Isn't this 2-3 years ago that he came out with this?
Yeah.
I'm still here. I'm not going to miss you. His daughter, Ashley, has been playing in his band since she was a teenager. And because she loves her dad, she has the support in the music community because she's apparently quite good. I'm going to let you decide that, because she's released her first single, which we have here on Good Day. And she said her name is Ashley. She said it was like giving her father a hug. Here is her song.
Show me that it's beautiful. Never
says she wasn't quite ready for it. It's been fun, she says in an interview, which we have posted at DougStephan.com today in the What's New at DougStephan.com section. Been fun, maybe a bit overwhelming with all the travel. I don't think I've ever traveled this intensively before, even with all the touring with my father. People from the label she's on, Dot Records, are so nice, amazing. I'm having a good time. When I started the tour, everybody prepared me for much worse, but it's been a great experience. And that's a good positive attitude for her to have, I think. She's making the rounds to promote the release of this single called Remembering. It's also on the soundtrack of that Academy Award-winning film about Glenn Campbell. I don't know if you've seen that. Has anybody seen that yet?
I haven't. No.
You have not?
Not yet, no.
It captures what's going on with him and the struggle that he's having with Alzheimer's. She said she's touched by the impact the song has been. Great to see the reaction that my single has had on people when I play it live. Rewarding to have people tell me they enjoy my song. It made them feel something important in their own lives. And I think that's... there's probably not any of us who have been in one way or another affected by Alzheimer's or dementia. And as time goes on and we eat horrible foods, we assign ourselves to that same fate, many of us. So that's what this is about as well. Nicely done. Ashley Campbell in the focus in the circle of influence here on the Good Day program. You might want to check it out more thoroughly. Again, it's all at DougStephan.com. 28 past the hour.
Headache, creeping nausea, and dizziness. Computers are making us sick. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the threat of copay. Cyber sickness, digital motion sickness, visually induced motion sickness, all describe the same thing. You being in front of a computer ending up feeling dizzy and nauseated with a dull headache. And it's all because of a mismatch. Kind of like being seasick. Here's the thing. To maintain your balance, you get lots of input from different senses. If these inputs don't agree, you puke. When you're at sea, you feel movement, but don't see it. That's why going on deck and looking at the horizon makes you feel better, because you match up inputs. In cyber sickness, you see movement but don't feel it. Hello mismatch, hello nausea. DCOC advice, cyber sickness can get anyone. So if you want to toughen yourself up, you can desensitize yourself by habituation, meaning you watch a chaotically cut film or a virtual reality game in short spurts. If that doesn't work, it's Dramamine. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
A long-standing partnership between the Right Decisions Right Now, Be Tobacco Free program, and Boy Scouts of America has had great results in raising awareness of the dangers of teen tobacco use. This year alone, about 22,000 boys participated in Right Decisions Right Now at the Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico, says Mark Anderson, who leads this initiative for the Boy Scouts.
We use Right Decisions Right Now as part of our Boy Scouts Trail of Courage program to teach boys how to lead a healthy lifestyle, because it speaks to teens in a way that makes sense to them. It also educates them about self-esteem and ways to say no. We're very pleased with our partnership with Right Decisions Right Now, and we believe we really are helping to reduce youth tobacco use.
This evidence-based program is available online, free of charge, to educators, parents, and youth-focused community groups. For more information, visit RightDecisionsRightNow.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
After the hour, right on cue. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Warren. Also visiting with you, Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler, plus Jamie McIntyre, the reporter from Washington, who is onto the Paris attack scene. Let's get a late update from him. Meanwhile, time for some words of wisdom, starting with your motivation for today, which suggests that your thoughts lead you to your purpose. Your purpose always manifests into action. I'm a great believer in the power of the subconscious mind and using it to manifest whatever it is that you want. Put it in your mind, especially when you go to bed at night, instead of watching the news and getting all worked up or some violent television show that's a shoot 'em up and all full of murder. Put that in your mind, then you try to go to sleep. I can't begin to imagine how people watch these horrible Halloween movies and then they go to bed. What do you think's going on in your mind while you're asleep?
Like when I was watching Gotham last night?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same thing.
Or like when you've been watched 24?
When I watched it. Oh, come on, Kenny. Nah, 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 nah.
You are guilty too, Dougie.
I didn't say I was perfect. Who wasn't saying I'm not? I'm making this a focus for all of us because we all need to learn a little. Why is it that everybody thinks, just because I'm saying it, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to, that I'm coming across as the know-it-all. I'm giving you ideas that I am using to make my
mind.
What on that?
Okay.
Oh, be
all
quiet,
right.
Will you please?
All right.
All right, so let's see. Quote of the day today comes from Senator Bernie Sanders.
But what if he didn't?
What is this snapshot thing, and why do I only get 10 seconds as he discovered
Snapchat?
Snapshot, called it.
Snapshot.
I would never say anything that sounded that foolish.
Never.
Never.
Doug, have you seen Larry David doing the Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live?
I did see it, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He does Bernie better than Bernie.
Hysterical. Yeah.
I didn't think that whole show was that funny. I didn't think it was that funny. I didn't think, I thought,
but
I don't think
Saturday Night Live.
I didn't think
you know what I did
I thought the
realize.
funniest bit was when he said, "You're a racist," and he actually got paid $5,000 for saying
Jennifer,
this.
Tell the story, because I didn't realize it. I watched it, and I just heard Bernie Sanders or Larry
Everybody
David.
Knew that, Rich. I'm sorry to tell you.
Really?
What? You're a racist,
yeah,
and he got $5,000?
It was the Deport Trump group that had put on this big thing where they were outside of NBC, and they said if anybody can sneak in and say Trump's a racist, they'll get $5,000. And so everybody was worried that this was going to happen. So NBC was pretty brilliant in that they went to Larry David and say, "Hey, come on to the show, yell it out, you know, as a bit." And so sure enough, and then Trump interacts with them, and it was funny. Right. And then at the end, even though it was kind of a joke and they were making fun of it, Larry, they said, "You know what? We're a group of our word, and you did it, so we'll send you the $5,000.
There you go. Father Larry David needs it. He lives up on the ridge over my house in Santa Monica. He's got this real long, and it's right on the edge of the cliff. It's just a big, long, very interesting-looking house. Quite an interesting fellow, too. I would bet that he wouldn't vote for Trump if he's last guy on the planet.
No, he's probably doing it. He'd probably vote for Bernie Sanders. But not only did he get paid from SNL, and don't think he did it for free. He got paid, and then he got the double bonus.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Right. Our thought for the day today, one of the nice things about being busy is it makes you focus on what's important to you and how you use your time. We've talked a little here about Saturday Night Live. Lauren Michaels, the producer, is 71 years old today. So is my sister Nancy. She's not 71. She's horrified at admitting that she's 65.
So I'm horrified that you just mentioned.
Of course you did. Right. So she says to me, "I want you and Meredith to take us out for dinner. Let's go out for dinner on my birthday." I said, "Okay, I'll get back to you on Monday morning when I know more about what, you know, how we'll do all of this stuff." So my sister she's a stickler for detail. And so I didn't call her until yesterday afternoon. So I said, "Okay, where are we meeting you for dinner tomorrow night?" And she says, "Oh, we're not going to have dinner." I said, "Oh, really? What are we going to do?" She said, "Run to anything." "Well, what are you going to do for your birthday?" "Oh, I'm going out with some friends." I said, "Well, you said you wanted us to take you out for dinner."
"Oh, you were supposed to get back to me by Monday."
Yeah. So Monday to her means 6 o'clock in the morning whenever she wakes up. So I didn't get back to her Monday afternoon. And so,
Are you the middle?
I am the middle.
You're the middle baby.
Wow.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, what does it explain? What are you talking about?
I'm the middle too. Don't worry about it.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay. So there are a couple of problems that we're dealing with in America that we haven't talked much about today. The review, the independent report for or from or about the Baltimore police shows that they were unprepared and untrained for anything even close to the situation that led to the riots after they killed Freddie Gray. So the number of, by the way, yesterday we were talking about this, the number of unsolved, uninvestigated homicides in Baltimore this year is over 300 because they just refuse, they're not going to do it. So how come they haven't all been fired and replaced? Well, why isn't the National Guard? Well, what is going on? Can you imagine living in a city like that where there's absolute lawlessness? It's by Richie was just talking off the air, or maybe on the air. I don't know. Were you talking about Gotham on the air or off the air? You said something.
On the air.
On the air. So that's like a lawless city on television.
Yeah, but it's lawless.
That's what Baltimore is.
It's in the hood. They're just letting them duke it out in the hood. Mm-hmm. It's not like we were talking about this the other day. It's not like in the Inner Harbor, they're letting people walk up.
But still, Richie, it's not right. Even those people are human beings too.
Not right.
Well, I mean, we say let the Middle Easterners kill them off each other. You know, I've said that myself, but they're still human beings. Okay, so the second part to this is what's going on in Minneapolis. And I don't want to spend, I've talked about it a couple of times. I just can't get myself wrapped around how, after all of this, for as long as it's been going on, the people who run the police department in Minneapolis haven't trained their police, schooled them any better than this. The witnesses that came about yesterday suggesting this man, I think he's 27 years old, was in some kind of a problem on early Sunday morning. He was handcuffed at the time he was shot. He got shot in the left eye or something, left part of his head. So he's in, obviously, intensive care. Whether he lives or not remains to be seen. I think they put the two officers on paid leave or something. But why, in this circumstance, does this stuff go on in this day and age, in a city the size of Minneapolis? I had no idea there was this kind of unrest there, frankly. Did you, any of us? Anybody know that Minneapolis was a tinderbox for this kind of stuff, too?
Nope, no idea.
Not at all.
You think it's the Midwest, you think it's like, oh, nothing happens there.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true to a point, Roberta. I think there are a lot of people who are asleep at the switch, unfortunately. And all of this stuff is the same, whether it's domestic. I consider this to be a form of terrorism, in a sense. I mean, we're terrorized by having the police not able to control situations that are out of control. And they can't even control their own situations, never mind others that they get hired to do. That's what they're supposed to do, is control situations that are out of control. Isn't that what the police are supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not. Anyway, to sort of cap this before we spend some time with Jamie McIntyre, Roberta found something the Dalai Lama said about the terrorist attacks. And I think there is something here to consider. If you understand who the Dalai Lama is and why he is so important, I consider him to be one of the great minds and another leader. It's interesting, as critical as I am of religion, that I feel that the greatest leaders we have at the moment are not from all religions, but certainly the Pope is, and certainly the Dalai Lama is. He said, quote, "We cannot solve this problem only through prayers." I believe in praying. But humans have created this problem, and now we are asking God to solve it. It's illogical. So let us work for peace and not expect help from God, from Buddha, or from the governments. People want to lead peaceful lives. I am a Buddhist, and I believe in praying, but humans have created this problem, and we're asking God to solve it. That is not logical. Who said it's not logical? Who was that? That was Dr. Spock, right?
No, Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Spock. No, Dr. Spock was the baby guy. Mr.
The baby
Spock.
Guy, right.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
What's the color blue?
I got three quarters of the way there anyways. On my own.
Important.
Without anybody helping me.
I got that.
I have the audio, actually, the Dalai Lama.
I get out as a looper and a course over there in Himalayas. A looper? A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper. Jack. So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. The 12th son of the Lama. The flowing robes, the grace, bald. Striking. So I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver.
I say, hey, Lama. How about a little something for the effort?
Which is nice.
I'm sorry, but every time the Dalai Lama's name comes up, that's where I go. Ken and I are right there at Kashak every time the Dalai Lama comes up.
Okay, that makes it worthwhile, Richie. Thank you. 43, almost 44 after the hour. Jamie McIntyre on the Paris attacks next here on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my product tips to help you prepare your home for the holidays. Bissell makes holiday home cleaning easier with their carpet cleaning formulas featuring Scotchgard. You'll be able to remove the toughest stains and odors while restoring and protecting your rugs. These formulas are designed to be used in all upright deep carpet cleaners like Bissell's new ProHeat 2-Time Revolution Pet. Moen's Kendall pull-down kitchen faucet can update the look of your kitchen during the holidays. The contemporary design combined with the spot-resist stainless finish will make your kitchen look cleaner. The convenient reflex self-retracting spray wand provides three water flow options. Moen's Kendall faucet is exclusively available at Lowe's. Juris Swiss-made J95 Automatic Coffee Center provides the ultimate holiday cup of coffee. A rotary switch makes selection easy on the color display. The Aroma Plus grinder quickly prepares your beans, and the fine foam technology provides lighter-than-air foam. The carbon finish makes the front of the J95 a feast for your eyes. Energizer EcoAdvance is the first AA and AAA battery made with 4% recycled batteries and is their longest-lasting alkaline battery, making them a must for your holiday portable power needs. Energizer's commitment to bringing positive energy to the world will be accomplished by increasing the amount of recycled battery content from 4% to 40% by the year 2025. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business. Really? It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA. Mine's a real Scrooge. Yeah, he's them. No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. I just want to point out to you that many of us who are suspicious, many of us who are conspiratorialists will find something to read about. There's a new book out today called Suspicious Minds. Sort of reminds me of the song Richie from Elvis. But
I figured that might.
What this does is deal into what it is about our minds that find conspiracy theories so appealing. So maybe, well, I'll read it and tell you whether that's me or not. 46 past the hour. Jamie McIntyre has been on this program before, familiar to people because he's been a reporter. He was on CNN for a long time. He's now on Al Jazeera. He gets himself involved in the heart of things. So he is here to report to us on what is going on from the French side, the French strikes against ISIS. Jamie, welcome back. I'm not calling them ISIS, and I'm not calling them ISIL. I'm calling them ISIM. So you can steal that if you want.
Okay.
What do we have? What's going on?
ISIS, Daesh is what the United States likes to call them because they don't like to refer to them as a state.
Right.
As actually an Islamic state. France conducted another round of airstrikes last night, and we're going to see this for a couple of days. Essentially what's going on here is that the United States is handing off some targets to France so that France can show that it's responding to the attacks in Paris. All of these airstrikes are planned out of the U.S., what's called the COC, the Combined Air Operations Center, which is in Qatar. So they plan the targets every day. The U.S. is happy to have France step up and do more because, although they call this a coalition, they say it's a coalition of 65 countries, almost all of the bombing is done by the United States, with a few other countries doing something here and there. And France was in that sort of here and there category. They were doing occasional strikes. They were the number two bomber behind the United States, which isn't saying a whole lot because, as I said, so for instance, in Syria, since they started, there have been 2,800 airstrikes in Syria. 2,650 were done by the United States, about 150 by other countries. France is only doing a handful of them. So, ISIL has whacked a hornet's nest there, and France is stepping up. They're dispatching their aircraft carrier, the Charles de Gaulle, which they were going to do before the strikes anyway. So they're actually taking a little bit more of the load, allowing the United States to do some things in other parts. What the United States is kind of focused on now is trying to stop ISIL from being able to sell this oil that they steal everywhere they go. They steal the oil, they sell it on the black market. It's bringing in about $1 million a day. And the U.S. believes that that's one of the reasons they're able to fund things like the attacks in Paris, is they've got their awash in cash. So over the weekend, they bombed 116 fuel trucks that were along the border with between Syria and Iraq, where they're trying to get the oil out to sell it on the black market. So that's something the U.S. had been hesitant to do before, because a lot of people who end up driving these trucks are actually forced labor. They're sort of innocent civilians who've been forced by truck drivers to drive these.
Jamie, do we know anything more about the black market? I mean, who are they? Who is the black market that's buying this oil from ISIS? Well, it's got to end up in the consumer's hands at some point.
Well, that's the thing about oil. It's totally fungible, which means once it gets under the market, you have no idea where it comes from. You know, we make a big point that, you know, we don't want to buy oil from Venezuela, or we don't want to buy oil from certain points. But once this oil gets into the world marketplace, you can't tell, and it almost doesn't matter where it comes from, which is why it's kind of a myth that we're going to Iraq to try to get their oil. Because all we need is that
today
oil
when
on
we
the
go
market.
Fill up, we could actually be filling up with gas made from ISIS oil.
Yeah, well, technically, yeah. But, you know, I guess
right.
It's So anyway, that's what the U.S. is doing. They're also going to they're trying to seal this border. There's still a gap in the border up in the north where fighters have been moving back and forth from Turkey into Syria. That's where these French bombers were able to. So they went to Syria and then they came back. They're able to go from France to Turkey easily, and then it's pretty easy to get across the border. So now we're focused on trying to seal the last 68 kilometers of open border up there.
Meanwhile, the French national soccer team plays an exhibition game against England today in London. So that goes on. I guess there's a certain amount of normalcy to that to make people feel a little more comfortable. Jamie, thanks. Jamie McIntyre from Al Jazeera here on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I want your DOR.
Yes, sir.
I want your DOR.
I ain't gonna quit.
You're out. Don't you do it. Don't you. I got nowhere else to go.
Sounds like John Belushi.
Want you to love me. Don't want anyone to love me. Just what out.
Richard Gere. And the officer and the gentleman up where we belong was Joe Cocker, Jennifer Warren singing the theme from An Officer and a Gentleman. Song hit number one this week in 1982. The movie was also number one at the box office. Filmed on a little island that is halfway between Seattle and Vancouver. In those little islands, that island chain, it's up Edmonds and that whole area up in there. I remember Megan and I, this is my story, Chucker, of figuring or finding this out. My daughter and I, a number of years ago, flew from Seattle on one of those little planes from the lake up to the World's Fair that was being held in Vancouver. We were staying, Bob Kay, my GM at the time, was running King Radio in Seattle. So I was staying at his house, and Brendan was sick. So Megan and I, early in the morning, decided we'd spend the day up at the World's Fair. And so we took off on this plane, and it was so foggy, but they were hugging the ground until they get to a point where the fog was so bad they had to land. So it's a pontoon plane. We landed on the water and went into this little, just teeny little port. and found out when we were in there, it was the little island where an officer and a gentleman had been filmed. The only thing that was there was McDonald's. I mean, there was nothing else there.
Did you get a souvenir French fry?
I didn't, as a matter of fact. All right, so anyway, that movie still kind of holds up.
It's a really good movie. It was a huge hit in its day, and Lou Gossett Jr. won the Oscar for Best.
I was thinking about him. He was recently on an episode, some television show. I'm trying to remember which one it was. I mean, the guy's got to be in his mid to late 70s by now, isn't he? Easily.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But a mainstay of a lot of action flicks, certainly in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
I don't think he ever had the career that he really should have had.
Might have had.
79.
Is he 79?
He's primarily known for Officer and a Gentleman in his role in Roots, the miniseries in the 70s. But yeah, he's...
Well, but he also did those Air Force...
Iron Eagle.
He was three or four of those.
He did three or four of them.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this is a tribute to Louis Gossett and also to Officer and a Gentleman. So who was the... I remember Gear. Why can't I remember the lady who was the...
Deborah Winger.
Winger, that's right, too. Yep, nicely done. It was a nice movie. It still, as I said, holds up nicely.
And it was a huge box office hit.
Yep.
Again, with the way the business is, would that movie be a huge hit now in 2015? Probably not, because the people who go to the movies and the taste and what they see has changed dramatically from 30 years ago. I believe so.
Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man with movie news in just a moment here on Good Day.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Chucker, it is your privilege and our pleasure to have you bring us movie news, pal.
It's an interesting story, Doug. Jennifer Aniston signing on to co-star alongside the actor Robert De Niro in a drama called The Comedian. In the film, De Niro's going to play Don Rickles-like insult comic who strikes up a strong friendship with the Aniston character. De Niro, reportedly, from what I read, has been trying to get this project launched for years. They call it what they call a passion project. He's very fond of the material, wanted to play this role. Finally going to materialize and should start filming sometime later this year. I actually like the concept of movie, him playing an insult comic like Don Rickles. Other news, it was announced yesterday that Denzel Washington will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's Golden Globe Awards. Washington, who I believe is 61 years old, still has a long career ahead of him, but a good recipient because he really is one of the top 10 best actors working in movies today.
Yeah. All right, on this day, 1995, GoldenEye, the first Pierce Brosnan Bond film came out. That was a pretty good flick, I think, Chucker, don't you think?
Yep. Yeah, I liked him as Bond, too.
Also, The American President with Michael Douglas and Annette Bening and Martin Sheen. That was a great movie. Michael J. Fox was there as well. Yeah, two good movies going back to this date, 1995. Nana, Richie. 59.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.